From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The third annual Real Minds Miami Mental Health Film Festival returns on Sunday. The collection of six short films addresses issues of mental health. The event at the University of Miami is sponsored by the Miami chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. The organization works to educate and support people with mental illness. NAMI board member Dr. Patricia Aries Romero sat down with health reporter Sammy Mack to talk about this year's films.
Why have a film festival about mental health?
Well, one of the things we want to do is we really do want to cure the stigma. Mental illness should not identify who you are as a person. You are many things. You can be a parent, you can be a sister, a brother, a husband. And so we don't want mental illness, that stigma, to really take over all the things a person can be. And there is recovery.
You received hundreds of submissions for this film festival. What stood out about the six films that you ultimately selected?
What we wanted to do is really focus on youth and young adults. And so most of these films address that. And they really talk about mental illness. We're going to be addressing suicide, social media addictions. We're going to be talking about Alzheimer's disease. We're also going to be talking about depression, anxiety.
One of the films is a really harrowing short about opioid use. It starts with the main character as a child, and over the course of 4 minutes, you watch him slide into heroin use.
Faster!
Don't let go, Charlie!
I said faster, Mommy!
Don't let go, baby! Hold on!
You work with people who struggle with heroin. When you watched that film, what was it that you personally saw? How did it resonate with you?
How somebody's life can just slip through their hands. Opioid has the ability of completely sequestering your brain. And those things that were important to you and that you really believed in, you know, the young man in this film is a runner. He's in high school and he's running and he's on a team. And so those things don't matter anymore because now your obsession, the only thing you care about is how am I going to get that drug? This is reality. I truly believe that no one wakes up one day and says, I'm going to be an addict today. But this is the reality, what we're seeing day in and day out.
And this is something you see with your own patients?
Every day.
And I should say here that there are films that have more upbeat endings, too, including there's a lovely wordless animation about anxiety and depression. And you follow this character as she finds herself and really begins to heal. What does that tell us about the experience of mental illness?
The good news here is there is recovery. There's recovery for addiction and there's recovery for mental illness. And you can lead a normal life.
What do you hope audiences get out of this film festival?
We want the audiences to know that mental illness exists and there's treatment and to be able to identify it and not really stigmatize, well, they're sick, because it can happen to anyone. And secondly, we want to get the word out there about NAMI and what we do and the wonderful programs that we have that are free for anyone that really reaches out to us.
You talk about the role of this film festival in helping reduce stigma. What is the danger of stigma?
The most significant danger is the fact that people don't get help because they don't want to be identified as mentally ill. So if I'm suffering in secret, I'm going to stay in secret because once I tell somebody that I'm sick, you know, they're going to look at me in a different way. I'm going to be that person that nobody wants to be around. So once it's accepted by the community, it's much easier for people to get help and to get well. You know, it's all about getting well and being recovered.
That was Dr. Patricia Aries Romero of NAMI speaking with Health News Florida's Sammy Mack. And you can find out more about Sunday's mental health film series, including how to get tickets, at our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.